This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine will ask U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin for more powerful weapons during an expected visit by the officials to Kiev on Sunday, seeking to build the country's defenses against the Russian invasion. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said his country would overcome what he called dark times in an emotional address at Kiev's 1,000-year-old St. Sophia Cathedral to mark Orthodox Easter, as fighting in the East overshadowed the religious celebrations. The trip by Blinken and Austin, announced earlier by Zelensky, would be the highest visit to the Ukraine by U.S. officials since Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered the invasion of the country 2 months ago. The White House has not confirmed any visit by Blinken and or Austin. The State Department and Pentagon declined to comment. After Ukrainian defense forces defeated a Russian retreat from around Kiev, Moscow's assault is now focused on the eastern Donbas region and the south of the country. There is a semblance of normal life returning to the capital, and several countries have reopened embassies in recent days, and some residents who fled the fighting returned for Easter. Moscow, which describes its actions in Ukraine as a special military operation, denies targeting civilians and rejects what Ukraine says is evidence of atrocities, saying Kiev staged them to undermine peace talks. Pope Francis called for an Easter truce, saying, quote, stop the attacks in order to help the exhausted population stop, he said. Ukrainian refugees are filling churches across Central Europe. Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. French voters decide Sunday whether to re-elect President Emmanuel Macron or cast their fate with far-right rival Marine Le Pen, with the two candidates holding sharply different views not only on domestic issues but also on France's role in Europe, NATO, and the rest of the world. The stakes couldn't be higher. For VOA, Lisa Bryant spoke to voters in a working-class suburb of Paris.
Sunday's presidential runoff may have been decided in towns like Pantin, which didn't vote for either Emmanuel Macron or Marine Le Pen in the first round. Nearly 6 in 10 voters instead backed far-left candidate Jean-Luc Mélenchon, who didn't endorse either finalist for this second round, although he told supporters not to vote for Le Pen.
I think we have to save the country, so I went for Macron.
Like many French, 38-year-old marketing consultant Fatim is underwhelmed by the two finalists.
Tous ceux qui sont en colère.
This was the second presidential runoff pitting Macron against Le Pen. But when he ran against the far-right candidate 5 years ago, Macron was a newcomer who promised change. Now he's a known quantity who's received mixed reviews from the electorate over his handling of issues like the environment and the economy. This was Le Pen's third presidential bid. She has softened her image, emphasizing cost of living issues and walking back on previous positions, like a call to ban Muslim headscarves from public spaces.
Aujourd'hui, j'ai plutôt voté en termes de stratégie.
Pantin resident Jean-Emmanuel Sanchez won't say who he voted for, only that he made what he called a strategic choice. So this election's winner faces a tough road ahead. Even before the votes are counted, many French are already disappointed in the outcome. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Pantin, France.
At least 100 people may have died in an explosion at an illegal oil refinery in southeast Nigeria, a local official said Sunday, as the search intensified for bodies at the site and for two people suspected of being involved in the blast. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari, in a statement, called the explosion a, quote, catastrophe and a national disaster. Recapping our top story, Ukraine will ask U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin for more powerful weapons during an expected visit by the officials to Kiev on Sunday, seeking to build the country's defenses against the Russian invasion. Find more on our website, www.voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News. We'll